All right, busy morning. Leading off with Senators, U.S. Senators Maggie Hassan, U.S. Senator Gene Shaheen, ahead of President Biden's trip about midday to Woodstock, Vermont, Woodstock, New Hampshire. My UVM hat on here, just kidding. Woodstock, look at a red-listed bridge is touting the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. And one thing I asked both Senators Hassan and Shaheen is the president comes into the state where 68% of New Hampshire voters a few weeks ago in St. Anselm College Institute of Politics and UNH polls basically said they think the country's going in the wrong direction. But the infrastructure bill passed the House and signed by the president last evening with both senators there and our delegation. Joining us now with some thoughts on the infrastructure bill and the president visiting New Hampshire today is New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu live. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Governor, good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Let me ask you this. You, I believe, as customary, and you did this with former President Trump, will you be greeting President Biden at the airport?
Oh, yeah. I was always happy to greet someone like the president. It's an honor to have the president come in, or the vice president, or the first lady, or whatever. So we always try to make ourselves available.
Now, you've sent the letter to the president about this infrastructure bill. What are your thoughts? Now, both senators, and I'm not surprised that they voted for this, are touting the infrastructure bill, not only for broadband and bridges and road work, but is a good thing for New Hampshire. Families right now, I think, are looking at inflation and the cost of everything and worried about some things and trying to understand, is this good for the families and businesses and the voters, the people of New Hampshire? And is this bill, what are your concerns? Is it good or bad?
We're ranked 50th in that bill in terms of the money we get for roads and bridges, Jack. The fact that the president and the delegation are somehow taking a victory lap on that when we are in last place, the delegation could change that, but we are treated worst in terms of the formula that they decided this money than any other state, and yet this is the place they want to take a victory lap. The inflationary costs are real. They're hard-hitting. The fuel costs, the oils that go into the roads, the Biden vaccine mandate, which is going to push a lot of people in our construction field potentially out of their jobs, potentially over 100,000 people with work shift over the next few months, may have to leave some of the larger companies. How are we going to actually put workforce on the ground? Everyone likes roads and bridges, Jack. I love clean drinking water and all that. That's awesome. Broadband, we've done a lot of it in this state. But what this administration has done to basically make it almost impossible to implement the way we should, and no one asks them those questions. They don't. You ask them, I got it. You ask them about inflation and all that kind of stuff. I know you asked about how the president was feeling. I know that was an important question here, Jack. But let me tell you, man, these are serious issues. And this federal delegation and this administration, frankly, they don't do press conferences. They don't take open questions. They don't answer any of the difficult things that have to be answered in terms of turning this into something real. This is an investment of our tax dollars. More of our money is going to other states than any other state when it comes to roads and bridges. That upsets me, and it should upset every taxpayer in the state. And they have to answer for that. Why haven't they even tried to address that formula? Instead, they're trying to take a victory lap on spending more of our money, which is causing the inflationary problems we have today.
Governor Sununu on Good Morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. My point in asking about the president's mood these days is I'm looking at these numbers. They're not good. There's frustration all around. Divisiveness continues. We have problems at the border, inflation. I could go on.
Should ask about those questions, Jack. Don't you think you should ask about those things instead of how he feels?
Well, no. My point was, does he have any sense of how not well it's going?
No. Do you think the president has any real sense of how things are going on the ground, whether it's here in New Hampshire or anywhere? He doesn't get what's happening at the price of the gas pump. I put in this letter, I said, what are we going to do about home heating oil? We're in a northern state. We have heating oil issues where we can't even get CDL drivers. They're putting in new regulations to make it harder. In this February, it's going to be harder to get your CDL license. But they're trying to take a victory lap on helping the supply chain. It makes no sense. The devil's in the details, and it all works against this administration. Policy after policy are taking us backwards here. And there just has to be some sense of accountability. I love that the president's coming. And if I have any time to spend with him, I wrote the letter because I know I might not have a lot of time. But these are questions that have to be answered. And frankly, the fact that, the federal delegation, I mean, it's been literally almost 2 years since they've actually held a press conference to take in open questions from the press.
Well,
2 years, Jack. A lot's happened in the last 2 years, and there's a lot to answer for.
I was going to ask you, if you get 5 minutes with the president, are you going to tell him your concerns about where we rank in this, what's going on with the border,
inflation? Oh, sure, yeah.
Inflation.
I'll go through the whole letter if he lets me. Yeah, absolutely. Because and in the delegation, I would love to. And not in a negative way. I'm not trying to beat the guy down. But these are things that are affecting not politically. It's affecting every family in the state, right? It's affecting every mile of road we build. The fact that we might have to spend twice as much to build a mile of road next year as it cost just a year ago. Well, the fact that Vermont has half our population and they get more money than we do. Why? Because of Bernie Sanders. He created the formula, and he gained it against New Hampshire and for Vermont. I mean, come on. This is really hard-hitting stuff in that these are our dollars. You have to have a responsibility of spending our citizens' tax dollars very, very seriously, and more of our money has to go to other states. And so I think it's a serious issue, and I think everyone understands that.
Are you surprised that they're doing the victory lap in New Hampshire? The president's numbers are not good here. He finished fifth. The last time he was here, he finished fifth in the presidential primary. He left the state before the votes were in. And you have Senator Hassan, Chris Pappas, and Ann Custer running for reelection. Do they want to wrap themselves around the president here? That's a question. Are you surprised that they wanted him to come here?
I am a little bit, but I love the opportunity to be able to greet him and talk about issues if they let me do that, because you know, I don't understand their politics. I don't think they understand them, actually. It tells me that they're probably not listening to what's happening on the ground. The philosophy in Washington is they've gotten loss after loss after loss, and maybe spending some money and building a mile of road will get us somewhere. But they're not looking at how do you actually build the mile of road. I mean, we'll get it done. We always find a way. But the costs are going to be just incredible, and they're going to keep driving up costs, you know, on oils and materials. Steel, have you seen the price of steel lately?
Right. Yeah.
You know, gravel, sand, I mean, all the things that it takes to build roads and bridges, it's really, really expensive right now.
Governor, could you address, we get a lot of questions here, and I'm going to make this succinct, but I asked House Speaker Sherm Packard on Friday, and he gave a pretty candid answer, and because it was a House bill. You know, even though you're not running for the U.S. Senate, but running for re-election as governor, that the Democrats are going at you, and there's paid ads I'm still seeing, and a lot of money being spent on the so-called Sununu abortion ban. So I asked the House Speaker if that was true, and he actually called it a big lie. And he explained what that bill was, where they're saying that you're banning abortion for women in New Hampshire. Can you, in your own words, explain this? My understanding, if someone is accusing you of that, are they basically in favor of aborting a fetus after 7 months? Is that what they're saying? I'm confused by this, accusing you of this.
Yeah. Look, we still have some of the most flexible when it comes to women's reproductive rights and the ability to choose. We have laws that are still more flexible than liberal Massachusetts. So the fact that anyone's trying to paint this as some, you know, extreme conservative thing, and they're making all these lies about, you know, stopping women's health care and all of that. Look, I don't like Planned Parenthood politically, but the fact is they provide women's health services all across the state, and as governor, I've always supported those contracts because that has to come first. These late-term abortions, they're very rarely done, but in the cases where they are, basically what the state is saying, look, you have 6 months, you know, until that fetus is mature and it moves on. So this just, it's a campaign because they got nothing else to grab onto. They really don't. They know we've managed COVID very well. They know we're making great infrastructure investments. They know we're cutting taxes. Republicans have cut property taxes across the board. This state, $100 million in property tax relief. They know all these incredible wins that Republicans have delivered. So they're trying to focus on one issue. They're focusing on the top guy. They're naming it the Sununu ban and all that kind of nonsense. It doesn't resonate. It doesn't resonate. I'll put my poll numbers up against anyone in the federal delegation any day, because people know what we've done. And I've been transparent, and I answer questions. And these are the ABCs of me. As I always say, you understand what I'm doing, and you're for it, or you're not. And that's okay, too. But people don't buy into all these multi-millions of dollars of political ads that just try to beat me down and all that kind of stuff. I don't worry about that.
And real quickly, two quick questions for you. We had Frank Edelblue, your commissioner of education, on the show yesterday. And one of the things is a new webpage that the department has put out where anyone in the school system, parents or someone, can basically report any discrimination. And yet immediately upon the announcement of that, some people, I think, on the Democrat side, and I don't know what the groups already were, quite upset about that webpage. Are you aware of that, and are you supportive of it?
Well, look, if a teacher is discriminating against a student, racially or otherwise, then of course that should be reported. We don't want any teachers to be racist or discriminating, and that can be taken up by the Attorney General's office. So I think that's always the case. I mean, if discrimination is going on in a classroom, of course you want to deal with it.
And finally, I want to let you go, but I appreciate the time this morning. I know you're going to go meet the president at the airport as he heads up to Woodstock for that red-listed bridge. It's actually been about a week exactly, since you made a pretty big announcement that you're not going to seek the U.S. Senate and seek a fourth term for governor. It's been a week. Any second thoughts, or do you feel good about the decision?
Oh, complete second thoughts. I'm absolutely running for the U.S. Senate, Jack. I'm in. I've changed my mind.
You know, if we go to a break now, Governor, that news would go across the country.
I know. I love being governor. We got so many challenges ahead of us, but it's a hard job, but it's so fulfilling. I get to be with constituents every day. I get to hear the issues, try to break down barriers, design new systems. We've talked about this a lot. I love it. I really love it. And I love this state. And Washington is a complete mess. Look at Governor Scott in Vermont. He could have walked into a Senate seat after Senator Leahy decided not to run yesterday, but he said no, because you know what? Being a governor is really where you can really affect change in a positive way in public service. Senate basically sits around and sometimes takes a win doing nothing. And when they do take a win, it's spending a heck of a lot of money and not dealing with real issues like inflation and price controls and bad formulas and all this kind of stuff. They don't like to look at the details, but governors, we get into the details, and it's challenging, but it's fun. It's very fulfilling, and I have absolutely no regrets about it.
Governor,
but you can say whatever you want publicly, Jack. You can make whatever news might get you up there.
No, not going to do it. Nope, just wanted to ask you on a human front. Thank you very much, Governor Christensen, for joining us, GMI Studios. Good morning, New Hampshire. Make it a great Tuesday.
You too, buddy. Thank you.